Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We lift you up for tonight, God. We lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, God. Oh God, we glorify your name, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight we acknowledge, Lord God, that you are, Lord, our Abba Father. That you are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. That you are the great I Am, God, and you are greatly to be praised, God. And it is you, Lord God, who we come to give the glory and praise and honor to, Lord God. Because you are the one and only true living God. And on tonight, God, we just want to praise and worship you, God. And pay our respects unto you, Father God. Give you, Lord God, what's due unto you, God. And that's our best praise and worship, God. Because you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, Father God. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God, for being I Am for us, Father God. That's it and everything that we need you to be, God. Lord, you truly have proven to us, God, that you are the sole source of it all, God. And you have provided for us, God, everything that we need, Lord God. And on this night, God, as we come before you, Father God, we want to give you our gratitude and appreciation, Father God, because you made that provision, Father God, way before now, Lord God. It all began, Lord God, when you gave us your son, Jesus. You are I Am for us then. You are I Am for us now, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you will be I Am for us, Father God, all the way into the end of the world, Father God. And on tonight, we just want to worship you, God. On tonight, God, I just want to praise you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are able and capable of doing all things, God, that your arms are not short, neither are they slack, Lord God, that you can do the exceeding above all we can ask, think, or even even imagine, Father God, that it does not matter, God, what is pertaining to, God, or what is concerning, Father God, that you are able, Lord. You are able, you're able, you're able, Lord. So on tonight, God, we're just going to praise you and tell you thank you, Lord God. We praise you and thank you on tonight, Lord God, for what you have already done. We praise you and thank you on tonight, God, for what you're doing now and even what's to come, Father God, because we know, Lord God, you are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper. And if you said it, it is so, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're not going to focus on the stuff, the situations and the challenges, God, but we are going to focus on you, God, letting our affections be set on you, God, and giving you, Lord God, our best praise and worship, God. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you on tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, God, we lift you up on tonight, and we exalt you, Lord God. Lord God, we dare not allow anything to be exalted higher than you, God. We dare not let a rock cry for God or anybody come before you on our behalf, God. We sure enough, God, gonna not allow anything to silence or mute our praise, God. Oh, God, in the midst of it all, Lord God, we're going to open up, Lord God, and give you our highest praise, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we are lifting you up on tonight, God, because we know, Lord God, you're bigger than that, Lord God, because you are I Am, Lord God. And on tonight, we just want to worship you, Lord God, and tell those things in our lives, Lord God, that we serve a God that is bigger, serve a God that is greater, and all powerful, all knowing, and all seeing, Lord, and we lift you up on tonight, God. Oh God, we lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, God. And as we lift you up, Lord God, in everything, Lord God, that we have allowed to be exalted higher than you, we pull it down on tonight. We land it at your feet, God, and we put it to the side as we step aside so that you can get past, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, when we let I Am in, Lord God, that you'll fix it, you'll situate it, you'll rearrange it, you'll solve it, Lord God, you'll make it to be what it's supposed to be, God. So on tonight, God, as we praise you, Lord God, we want to make space and room for you to enter in, Lord God. And as we praise you and make room and space for you to enter in, God, we want to tell you, Lord God, that you are welcome, Lord, that you are welcome in to have your way, God, that you can enter into our hearts, Lord God, that you will enter into our situations, God, because we know, God, that you are in control, Father God. You are the author and the finish, Lord God. You orchestrated it all, Lord God, so you know exactly what you need to do, God, and how you need to fix it, God. You know exactly how much we can handle and how much we can take, God. So tonight we welcome you in, God, that you can get past, Lord God. We welcome you in, Lord God, so that you can be in the midst of it, Lord God. We welcome you in on today, God, not just into our situations and circumstances, God, we welcome you into our hearts, Lord God. because we need you to be I am in us, God, so that we won't be us, God, but that you, Lord God, can be who you are in us, God, so that we'll be everything that you want us to be, God. Oh, God, we welcome you on tonight to have your way and enter in, Lord God, because as we come before you, Lord God, we're looking for you, God, to be just who you are for us, Lord God, and that's whatever your people need, God. So on tonight, Lord God, as your people open up their hearts and praise and worship you, Lord God, I'm asking on today, Father God, that you would touch them, Lord God, their hearts, their minds, and their situations, God, as they allow you to enter in, Lord God, into those places, Lord God, in those spaces that they don't let anybody else in, God. We come before you, Lord God, to be naked, Lord God. We come before you right now, God, to be open and in truth, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you know everything, Lord God. There's nothing hidden from you, Lord God, and whatever it is, Lord God, we know that you can handle it, Lord God, that you can take care of it, Lord God, because you are I am for us, Lord God. Oh, God, on tonight, that's what we acknowledge and confess with our mouths, Lord God, in our hearts, that you are I am for us, Lord God, that you are a God of all possible things, God. There's nothing that's impossible or too hard for you to do, Lord God. So on tonight, God, I'm asking that you will be I am, Lord God, as you will, we welcome you in, Lord God. On tonight, God, we're asking that you will be I am, Lord God, as we put these things at your feet, God, that you will come in and throw your weight around, God. You will come in, Lord God, and move these things to the side, God, that you can help us get past and over some things, God, because we know, God, the past is just simply that, God, and there are some things, God, that we need to leave right where they are, Lord God, so that we don't get stuck, Lord God, or get consumed by the darkness, God. You are I am for us, God, that light, Lord God, that shines even in the darkest places, God. Oh, Lord God, you know everything that your people need, Lord God. You know, Lord God, just where they are, Lord God. So, God, I ask on tonight that you'll be the good shepherd and see about your sheep, Lord God. Tend to your flock on tonight, Father God, as they, Lord God, run around in the pasture, Lord God. Lead them to the place in the pasture that you want them to be in, Lord God, in that safe place, Lord God, in the safety, Lord God, of the gate as you guard the door, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that is who you are for us, Lord God. You are our protection, and you keep us safe, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, things seen and unseen, known and unknown, Lord God. And Lord God, we need your barrier and shield of protection right now, Lord God. Even when we need that barrier and shield of protection, Father God, from ourselves, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking on tonight that you would do what you do best, God, and see about your people, God. Be I am for us on tonight, Lord God. And if by chance we in the way, Lord God, help us to step back, move to the side, and let you get past, God, so that we don't prevent you, God, from doing what you need to do within our lives, God, and even in us, Lord God. So, God, help us to put aside our self-will, God. Help us to put aside, Father God, our own intentions, God, and our own plans, Lord God, and let your perfect will be done within our lives, Lord God. Let us be willing and obedient to allow you to be who you are for us, Lord God, because we know, God, that is what you want to be for us, Lord God. That is what, Lord God, makes you happy, when we allow you to be I am. We allow you, Lord God, to come in and get past, Lord God, and not stand in your way, God, and build up blocks and barriers, Father God, and walls, Lord God, that keeps you from entering in, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, touch our hearts and let our hearts be open, Lord God, and tear down any walls, Lord God, any doors and any chains, God, that keep you from entering in, that you may freely, Lord God, be able to come in and out as you need to, Father God, because we know, Lord God, you know just what you are doing, Lord God. You know just, Lord God, how to get through to us on tonight, God. So as we open up tonight, Lord God, we bow down to you, Father God. We not only bow down and kneel before you and worship, Lord God, but to humble ourselves at your feet to let you know, God, that we cannot do it on our own. We need you, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, only you can do it, Lord God. Not only because we read it in your word, God, but we've seen what you have done before, Lord God. You have already allowed us to see the proof and the evidence in our lives of what you have done before. And because we know, God, that you are God that does not change and you always remain the same. If you did it before, you'll do it again, God. No matter what is pertaining to, God, no matter what the situation, Lord God, looks like, God, we know, God, it does not really mean what it is, Lord God. It's not really what it pertains to be on today, Father God. So on tonight, Lord God, we welcome I am into the sanctuary, God. On tonight, God, we welcome you to be our Lord and our Savior, God. We welcome you on tonight, God, to be our healer and our comforter on tonight, God. Whatever it is that your people need, Lord God, we welcome you to be just that, God, because tonight is breakthrough, Lord God. God. And we know that your people, Lord God, are you looking, Father God, to break forward and break free and break loose from some things, God, not leaving the same way that they came. So on tonight, Lord God, we come in expectation, Lord God, for you to move on tonight, Lord God. Not move just in our situation, God, but move within us, Lord God, because we want to continue to be pleasing in your sight, God. We want to desire to make you smile even the more, Lord God. So we bring ourselves before you, Lord God, open. Open unto you, Father God, that you may do what you do best, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, God, for doing what you do best, Father God. And we thank you most of all, Father God, for giving us your son, Jesus, Lord God, that we have access, Lord God, for you to do these things within our lives on today, Father God. We just want to say thank you. We thank you because you sent Jesus for us to be saved from all these things, for us to be free from all this stuff, Lord God, that we may walk in liberty, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for that freedom, Lord God, that you made available to us all on today, Father God, that each and every one of us, Father God, has access to it if we want it, God. And tonight, Lord God, we want to tell you that we, Lord God, want to continue to be free and stay free, God, from any and everything, Lord God, just die on the cross for, that we'll be able, Lord God, to prosper and have life and have more of life more abundantly, Lord God. So on tonight, God, moving in sanctuary, God, and touch us on tonight, God. Everybody who's here now, God, and even those who are on the way, God, and those who want to come and could not come, God, meet them in their living rooms, God, on their jobs, their cars, wherever it is that they are, God, and they were not able to make it, God. And I'm asking you to continue, Lord God, to see about, God, because we know, Lord God, you are an unlimited God, and we know that you are everywhere, Lord God, all the time, Lord God, so you can meet your people wherever they are and give them that breakthrough that they need, God, as their hearts open and pour out to you on tonight, Lord God, because we know we are getting close to that day that we celebrate what your son did for us, Lord God, and as he died on Calvary for us, Lord God. Oh God, we just want to say thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for sending us a Savior. Thank you, Father God, for sending him just for us, because you loved us just that much, Lord God. You gave your only begotten son, Father God, for us to be free. And we can never thank you enough, God, for what you have done. We can't repay you, Father God, for that sacrifice that you made for us, Lord. But tonight, God, we bring ourselves to you as a sacrifice, God. Present ourselves to you, God, that we may be holy and acceptable and pleasing in your sight, God. A sacrifice of all those things that are not like you, Lord God, so that you can be I am for us and in us, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, we open up our hearts and we release all unto you, Lord God. We cast our cares upon you, God. We lay it at your feet, Father God. We surrender all to you on tonight, Lord God, because we know, God, that you are able. We know, God, that you can do all things, God. There's nothing too hard for you. That is why you are I am, Lord God. So tonight, God, as your people release these things to you, God, as they cast their cares upon you, as they lay it at your feet, God, as they bring you all their concerns, all their worries, all their challenges, all their issues and discrepancies, God. God, I'm asking on tonight that you will show up and show out, God. May they be in a place of knowing, God, with no doubt and unbelief, God, because we know, God, we can't receive anything, God, if we don't believe. And we tell you on tonight, God, that we believe and we know that you are able. And we trust you with us. We trust you with us, Lord God. So on tonight, I pour your spirit, Lord God. Meet us in this sanctuary, Lord God. And have your way, Lord God. We welcome you here tonight, Lord. We welcome you tonight, God, as we lift you up and give you praise, God. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. And we tell you on tonight that we love you and we appreciate you, Father God. We thank you for everything that you have done, God. We thank you, Father God, for the breath within our body, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, the food on our table, the transportation that you provide, Father God, every need that you meet for us on a daily. We thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love, your kindness, your forgiveness, God. We thank you, Lord God. You are such a good Father to us, Lord God. And we appreciate everything that you do for us, Lord God. We bless you, God. You are worthy, God. And you are deserving of it all, Lord. And we lift you up on tonight higher and higher and higher and higher, God, because there is nothing, God, greater than you. Oh, Lord, you are glorious. You are marvelous. You are amazing in so many ways. And we just want to bless you. and glorify you on tonight, God. You are truly one of a kind. There is nobody else, God, that can compare to you. There's nobody else, Lord God, can compete with you. There's only one you, God, and we glorify you. You are how we worship on tonight, God. You are who we praise on tonight, God. We shall not serve no foreign God, and we have forgive us, God, knowing and unknowing, Lord God. There's only one you, God, and we tell you tonight that we love you. We thank you tonight, God. You are awesome, perfect, amazing in all your ways, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we give you our love on tonight. For our love for you is true, God. Because nobody else, God, does for us what you do. Oh, Lord, we bless you. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, God. Oh, God, meet us here on tonight in this sanctuary, Lord God. Do what you do best, Lord God. Let your people get their breakthrough on tonight, God. Let them not leave the same way that they came on tonight, God. Let their hearts be open. Let their minds be open, God. Let there be no distraction, God. But let them get just what you have for us on tonight, Lord God. Because you know what each and every one of us need. And we thank you in advance for what you have prepared for us and in store, Lord God. Because we know that it is good for us. And we thank you for your goodness, Lord. Lord God, I ask on tonight that you consider the prayers as we pray, as we stand on the altar, Lord God, and even stand in the gap for one another, Lord God, and uplift one another up to you, Father God. Every prayer on the prayer wall, God. Every prayer on the altar, Lord God. Every one of our loved ones, families, and friends, God, you have put before us and called by name, God, and before our face, Lord God. And the pleasure family on tonight, God, we uplift up to you, God, in a special way, God, as this day, Lord God, grows closer and the time gets near, Lord God. You know exactly what they need, God. We lift up to you on tonight, God, every marriage, God, across this nation. It does not matter if we know the people or not, God. We bring them before you, God, because we know that you are able and capable of restoring, reconciling, and bringing them back to as you have designed for them to be, God. Every family, every relationship, Lord God, you know exactly what's needed, what's missing, God. And we welcome you to be I am in all of it, Lord God. Even in the midst of our very enemies, Lord God, that we may be able to be at peace with one another, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for the peaceful communication, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you on tonight, God, for the peaceful communication, Lord God. Even in the knowing, Lord God, that we can be pleasant and still love out of a pure and a sincere heart, God. We thank you, Lord God. Your love did that for us. And we thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. And we bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the honor, God, because you are excellent. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We love you, God. And we can't thank you enough for what you do and how you do it, God. Thank you, Lord God. It's perfect and always on time. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, continue to hear our prayers on tonight and consider them as we go forth. And bless the word as it goes forth, Lord God, that it fall on good ground and be received. We pray to ask these things, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Many times in our lives that we do forget that God is. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to thank you and we want to lift you up and glorify you as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. You are the epitome of our creation, and we just want to give you our best praise and our best worship on today, acknowledging you, Father God, as being any and everything that we need you to be. And so many times in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we try to take control. And so many times in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we try to put or set things right. But right now, God, we're going to cast all our cares at your feet. We're going to give you every problem, every situation, every concern. We're going to give it all to you, Father God, because we know, Lord, that you can handle it and that you can take care of it. We know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that you are able, and there is absolutely nothing that is impossible with you. So we just want to outpour it on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We want to give you every worry, every problem, every concern, every fear, every tear, every doubt, and any and everything that's causing us to even want to compromise, Lord. We want to give it all to you right now, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to give it all to you right now. We don't want to have all this stuff cluttered down in the inside of our hearts, Lord. We don't want to keep all this stuff hidden and boggled down in the inside. But we want to release it all tonight because you are. You are any and everything that we need you to be, God. And we bless you on tonight, God. Oh, my man, little local, shine it like I see. God is. I want y'all to write down all this stuff that you got on your heart, any and everything that's down and inside, and I want y'all to put it on the altar after you get through writing it down. I don't want you to keep it. I don't want you to hold it. I don't want you to put it on the seat next to you, but I want you to put it all on the altar and give it all to the Lord, because he knows just what we need. He know how much of it that we need. He even know when we need it. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to expound your word. Give us the revelation of it, that we will not be in a place of being stuck. We will not be in a place, Father God, that causes us to even be in pride, God. But help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to do just what you designed us to do. Oh God, strengthen us, your people, on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be in that place, Father God, where you don't want us, Lord. Lift us up out of that place, God. Lift us up out of that place, Father God, that causes us to be in fear. Lift us up out of that place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be in doubt. Lift us up out of that place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be in a place, Father God, of degradation and even segregation, Lord, because you said that we are beautifully and wonderfully made. You said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you can turn anything into something. I just heard that so clear. I could turn anything into something. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, help us not to even think in our minds, Lord, that we done did something oh so bad, or we've been doing it oh so long that you cannot pull us out of that place, Lord, because you can. You are able and you are even capable, because you are the one that promotes, Lord. You are the one, Father God, that makes it that makes it all happen. You are the one, Lord, that allows the earth to sit on absolutely nothing. Y'all know that? The earth is sitting on nothing. It ain't nothing holding it up. Absolutely nothing. He is so powerful. God is. God is the joy and the strength of glory. All pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He never, ever falls short of his word. Never. I was thinking the other day. I was at home just sitting there, and I just started thinking, God ain't not, he ain't never let me down. Even when I thought I was down, he pulled me back up. Even when I was afraid, he consoled me and told me not to fear. Even when I was rejected, he says, I want you. My God, help us, Father God. Give us a heart of acceptance on tonight, Lord, as we get ready to go forward, Lord. Be in our midst, Lord, because you said with two or three are gathered, you are there. Lord, we welcome you into our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our situations, our concerns, our fears, and even our tears. We welcome you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We delight in being in your presence, Lord. I'm asking you to even comfort us, Father God, even in the midst of grief. Comfort us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in that thing that we see that makes it hard for us to believe. Because we could see something and even know what God said, but because of what we're looking at, it'll cause us to doubt. Bind up the spirit of doubt on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind up that spirit of doubt on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you know what each and every last one of us need. You even know how much of it that we need, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would touch us in our hearts. Touch us in our minds, Lord. Touch us in our bodies on tonight, God. Touch any and every situation. Because you know, God, you're the only one, Father God, that can raise us up. Help us on today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open up our understandings on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That we will not be in a place of getting stuck and sitting in that place of being stuck. Give us the clarity that we need on today, God. And continue to enlighten your people even now, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.